And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Boys track team, Coach Wayne Folkers. And Coach, you competed in the subsection track meet, and you're going to be advancing two separate events. And well, first of all, let's talk about the first one. Thor Harbutt, he finished second place in the 800 meters, and well, he had a pretty good 800 race.
You know what, he really did, and we we kind of decided that we're going to let him try and go for a goal in the 800, and you know, he ran a great time, and he couldn't give any more in that, and you know, and he's our lone senior, and so you know, we're pretty happy with how he finished the 800.
And he didn't run the longer races, and I'm sure people are going to be wondering why he didn't run the mile or 2 mile, and what was that reason?
Well, if you kind of look at the section itself, it's pretty loaded in the mile and the 2 mile, and Thor, you know, he had some very good times, but you know, he would have been seated like number 10, number 11. In those events, and we're just kind of loaded in the one and the two, and so we thought, you know, hey, give him a chance to go after the 800, and then we also ran the 4x8, which is kind of a fun race for those distance kids.
And your 4x8, it looked like they just missed advancing to the section meet.
Yeah, we just missed advancing on that one, and. But you know, we're other than Thor, we're pretty young in that. So you know, if we can find one more kid to kind of fill into that 4x8 in the future, then you know, that could be a strong relay team again.
And then McCody Weber, he advances in the pole vault, and he gets a wild card, and he'll get a second chance.
Yeah, he will. And you know what, and. what people don't know is McCody turned an ankle about a week ago, and it's pretty swollen. And as we were talking with him about what he was going to do at subsections, one of the events was the 100, and so we put him in the 100, and then we had him in the pole vault. And when he was running the 100, you could see him. Limping, I mean, it was very noticeable that he was limping, and so we went back over to the sideline and we retaped him, and you know, and I just said, hey, give it your best shot, see what happens, and he goes and jumps 9.5. So I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him that he stuck it out and got after it.
And any other performances that didn't advance to sections, but you're pretty happy with?
Well, you know what, my 4x1 and 4x2, and you know that I've built my teams around the 4x1 and 4x2, and we're young this year, but we had 2 7th graders and an 8th grader running that 4x1 and 4x2, and. You know, they had PRs in both for them in the subsection meet, and they had a great time competing, and I told them, you know, no matter what, you stick together and keep working on this, and one day you're going to win this thing. So I was really really pleased with the 4x1, 4x2 for sure.
Overall thoughts on the meet?
You know what? We did as well as we could, and you know what? We got the people out that I thought we would, and so you know, you can't ask for any more. And we had lots of PRs, and so you know, Crookston boys will be back next year.